this is the potter's touch.
Greetings, family. I'm so glad to have this opportunity to share the word of the Lord with you. I trust that you're doing well. All the reports I'm seeing, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, confirm that most of you are doing really, really well. But we don't do well all the time. There are moments in our lives that we go through chaos and confusion. And when we do, we go through what I call dry places. This message is called Dry Places, in case you've ever been there. Worship is how God has intimacy with those he loves. The enemy desires to keep us from that kind of worship by remaining in a dry place. Take a look at this. This may help you out. A personality is a gift. I didn't always know that. I thought everybody had one. I thought everybody knew how to be nice and how to be pleasant and how to be cordial. I just took it for granted. I took it for granted. I grew up in a public service environment where I've always worked with people, whether it was sales. My father was in sales. He was in sales before he opened up his own business. And we've always had to interact with people. When he opened up his own business, we had to work with staff. We had to work with customers. We had to work with all types of people. And you had to have personality or you were broke. And you'd be surprised how anointed to be nice you are when you don't get paid for not being nice. It will make you smile. Good morning. Welcome to JCPenney's. And the reason you have to say good morning, welcome to JCPenney's, whether you feel like it or not, is that dry places turn people off. You don't have to be mean to be dry. Some people can't distinguish mean from dry. It wasn't that you were rude. You're just dry. So what do you want to order? I'll be back when you make up your mind. If you would just say that with a smile and some common courtesy, it would make both of our experiences better. And guess what? Your tip would be triple just because you learn how to be nice, because nobody wants to work with somebody, no matter how gifted they are, if they're a dry place. There are people who are gifted enough to have the job, but you end up, you can't hire the person, not because they don't know enough, but because they are a dry place. And generally, dry places are a learned behavior. If you're raised by somebody who acted out their moods in front of you, it teaches you to act how you feel. And you call it keeping it real. I call it keeping it broke. I call it keeping it broke and keeping it lonely and keeping it frustrated, because nobody is attracted to dryness. Except maybe the devil. Because I think that it is an issue that the scripture says that the enemy walketh through dry places. So if I were evil and I wanted to make sure I had access to you, I would do things to you to keep you dry. To keep you dry, to keep you dry, to keep you. Think, what would you do to keep people dry? Well, one thing, I'd make you tired. Because one of the definitions of tired or weary, check this out, is to have your sense of pleasure exhausted. Your sense of pleasure exhausted. Maybe I would keep you so busy that you would lose your smile and lose your joy and lose your thankfulness and become a dry place. Because if I was the enemy, I would know that nobody wants to walk through dry places but devils. You just told me you don't want a dry waiter. You don't want a dry sales clerk. You don't want a dry beautician. Bring your head back.
Hold your head down. Be still. Isn't it funny how attitude changes the whole experience? Yes, if I walk out the door right now, I've already preached something that people need to know, because I see a lot of people blaming all kinds of other people for things you bring on yourself. You brought it on yourself. They left you because of you. Now, one of them leave you, it might be them, but if five of them leave you, you got to do some real, you come on now, come on, come on, come on. We got some work to do. I'm like a yodeler. We got some, you got to do your work. I did my work and you got to do your work. You dry. Nobody likes to walk through dry places, but devils. To have your sense of pleasure exhausted, to lose your ability to be happy, to have joy, to be thankful, to be grateful, to develop a negative pathology creates a dry place. And I'm just wondering if the enemy might not be walking through you because you are a dry place. Ain't nothing as painful as old dry socket. Any dry place aches. Could you be in pain because you've gotten weary? You've lost your sense of pleasure, has been exhausted. You've put pleasure on the back burner. You've put joy on the back burner. You've put everything that would make life have spice on the back burner. And then all of these catastrophes, one right after another, after another, after another, starts hitting you. And maybe the Lord meant for you to be here just to know that devils walk through dry places. You're watching over the internet. If you don't get anything else I said today, if you get that and take that with you, it will change your life. Devils walk through dry places. You want the devil to walk through your house? Let it be dry. You want the devil to walk through your marriage? Just get dry. Get dry and all hell will break loose. Because just like you don't want a dry waiter, nobody wants a dry husband. What's on your mind? Nothing. What you thinking about? Nothing. And here's the terrible part. You weren't dry when she married you. You have become dry over the years. Now the enemy is walking through your dry places. And I want to close the door on him this morning so that he can't get through your dry places. Because I figure if dry places affect you spiritually, devils walk through it. Economically, you lose pay. Emotionally, you lose relationships. Then I think this is important enough for us to talk about it. Rather than, he's going to give you double for your trouble. He's going to give you seven times by spin around, jump on one foot. All that's good. But when you get through dancing, you go back to the dry place because it doesn't explain what's going on. It doesn't explain what's going on. We have simplified things down to just simple stuff. Oh, child, just praise the way I've just gone about to be there. But sometimes you need to break it down to people specifically what you need to do so that the joy lasts past the parking lot. I don't need a joy that only happens when the preacher's preaching. I don't need a joy that only comes from the choir. I want a joy that comes from my soul, from my spirit, from the depths of my being that I can do by myself. I don't need all of y'all to give me joy. I need joy in my living room, on my couch, driving to work, doing my dishes with joy. Woo, I feel glory in the room right now. I feel deliverance in the room right now. I feel the stirring of the Holy Spirit in this place right now. I don't want the enemy to steal your life away from you. Your life is supposed to be getting brighter. It's supposed to be getting stronger. It's supposed to be better with age. John 7:37, I want you to get this. This is going to be so good. You're going to be so glad you got this, because this is going to change your week, your month, and your year. I'm not saying that the devil's not going to try to do something, but when he gets ready to walk your property, you're going to pull your water hose. And when you pull your water hose, everything is going to change. Watch this, watch this. John 7:37. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Hold it right there. It's the last day of the feast. Everybody's packing up to go home. They've had their religious ceremony. It's all over and they're getting ready to go. And Jesus understands that religion has not delivered on its promise. And before they go back home totally frustrated another Sunday morning and not getting what they need, Jesus cries out. There are only two times in the New Testament that this Greek word is used for cry. It's krosso. It means to scream. If any man thirst. What is he doing? We packing, man. What is that boy doing over there hollering? Jesus standing over the corner. If any man thirst, let him come unto me. If Jesus appeared in this church this morning and said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me, how many people would come? How many people would come? I'd drop this iPad so fast, you'd hear glass shatter on the floor. I want this water. I can't live without this water.
Still to come on The Potter's Touch.
Maybe I was never talking about water at all. Maybe I was talking about worship. Maybe worship is what the Holy Spirit sits on. Maybe when I open my mouth and begin to praise God out of my belly, that the Holy Spirit will come and ride in on the wave of my worship. Ride on, King Jesus. No man cannot hinder me. Maybe Jesus isn't sitting with me because I have no worship.
Are you under the shepherd's watch?
Alarms go off that you can't even hear. And angels start flying in that you can't even see. Because I am sheltered by the shepherd.
For your gift of any size, you will receive this critical message, Sheltered by the Shepherd, on CD from the series, The Shepherd's Watch.
I can't even tell you all the stuff that almost got me. If nobody in the whole church praises God, I will bless the Lord at all times.
And when your gift is $70 or more, you will receive Bishop's series, The Shepherd's Watch, on DVD.
Your sister died from it, and yet some kind of way you're still here. The shelter of the shepherd brought me through the storm.
However, for your gift of $125 or more, we will also include T.D. Jakes' new book, Destiny, Step Into Your Purpose, the Destiny Christian Study Guide Workbook, and Destiny Steps series on DVD. Find your safety under the Shepherd's Watch today.
Jesus answered, saying unto him, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst. Whosoever drinketh of this water, there must be two waters, or he wouldn't say this water. He would have just said water. Whosoever drinketh of water, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. Keep going. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water, a well. Oh, if any man thirst, let him come. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Shall be in him, underline in him, a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God, the water's in me. Oh my God. Oh my God, the water's in me. Oh my God, I wish I'd have known that the water was in me. I ran with people. I slept with people. I laid with people trying to get my thirst quenched. I ran around town. I went to clubs in other cities. I packed up and traveled and spent the weekend in Vegas trying to get me a drink of water. I never had a clue that what I was thirsting for was already down inside of me. You mean I was asking you for something I had? Oh my God. Well, the water springing up in the everlasting life. Keep going, man. Keep going. Keep going. The woman says unto him, sir, give me this water. Give it to me. 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 Somebody say, give it to me. 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 Give it to me, Lord. Give it to me. That I thirst not. That I thirst. I've been coming here all these years. I come down, then come down to the well every day, going through the same thing over and over and over again, trying to quench a thirst, a thirst. Give it to me so I can break this cycle. I'm tired of coming down to this well. I'm tired of going through these same things. I'm tired of getting high like this. I'm tired of begging people to love me. I'm tired of begging people to sleep with me. I'm tired of begging people to hold me. I'm tired of going through this over and over again. Give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus saying to her, go call thy husband. Now he's cleaning out the pipes. He's cleaning out the pipes. He's cleaning out the pipes. He goes through her husband. He goes through her religion. He goes, my people worship in the mountain. They know not of. But go all the way down to God is a spirit. Go down to that. Go down to that. Yeah. Verse 24. God is a spirit. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. I found my notes. I'm confused. I thought we were talking about worship at water, but now we're talking about worship. Is it the water or is it the worship? Is it the worship or is it the water? Is it the water? Is it the worship? Is it water? Is it worship? I thought we were talking about water. We've been talking about water, and all of a sudden, why is he talking about worship when he was talking about water? We've been talking about water the whole chapter, and now he's talking about worship, worship, and water. Now, 9 times he uses the word water, 8 times he uses the word worship, back and forth, worship, water, water, worship, worship, water, water, worship, worship. Is he talking about worship? Is he talking about water? Worship, worship. How did we get on worship when all day long we've been talking about water? Or were we talking about water? Maybe we weren't ever talking about water. Maybe we were. Maybe I've been teaching for 40 minutes now about worship, and you've been thinking I've been talking about water. Maybe I was never talking about water at all. Maybe I was talking about worship. Maybe worship is what the Holy Spirit sits on. Maybe when I open my mouth and begin to praise God out of my belly, that the Holy Spirit will come and ride in on the wave of my worship. Ride on, King Jesus. No man cannot hinder me. Maybe Jesus isn't sitting with me because I have no worship. I go to worship services. I have worship expressions, but am I really worshiping? You know what? My worship is what gives him a seat. And suddenly I realize that if I have no worship, he has no place to sit. I have been trying my best to get God to sit in my complaints and my frustrations and my attitude. And the only person who's attracted to dryness is devils. The Holy Spirit is attracted to water. And the water is worship. And when I worship, when I worship, it starts to rain. It starts to drip. It starts to flow. When I worship, I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. This is what a worship service sounds like to God. This is what a worship service sounds like to God. No wonder he told the woman, "Give me the drink." They were both thirsty. He's thirsty. For you. No wonder when he was on the cross, he said, "I thirst." While you sit there with your lips glued together and your arms folded and your legs crossed, he's saying, "Give me to drink. And if you give me to drink, I'll give you to drink. And the more you give me to drink, the more I'll give you to drink. And the more you worship me, the more I'll quench your thirst. And the more I quench your thirst, the more you'll quench mine." God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh, the Father seeketh, the Father seeketh. He's seeking. He's looking. He's looking on your row right now. He's looking on your pew. He's going through the balcony right now. Looking, 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 looking. Are there any worshipers? In the balcony, is there any worship in that section over there? Is there anybody in choir? I know you can sing, but can you worship? I know you can play an instrument, but can you worship? I know you can dance, but can you worship? Father is looking for worship. He seek of such. He seek of such. He seek of such. Here comes the sound. Out of your belly, out of your spirit, not your stomach, out of your spirit is your belly, shall flow rivers of living water. It's coming out of your belly. See, you came to take in, but you can't take in if you don't give out. You came to receive something, but you can't receive till you give. If you give, it shall be given unto you again. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. I'm almost finished. But I wish I had the whole room, but I'd settle for 1,000 people that knew how to tap into their spirits, to lift your hands up and turn on the spigot. And let worship just come bursting out of your mouth. Let it come bursting out. Let it come bursting out of your mouth. Till God hears the sound of an abundance of living water. I'll take 1,000 people who don't care what they've got on and don't care what they look like and don't care what's going on in your life and don't care what grandma said, don't care what the doctor said or what the bill collector said. I'll take you on the internet. I'll take you on the internet. I'll take you on your job. I'll take you in front of your computer. If you would open up your mouth and give God what he wants, God would give you. I'm coming out of a dry place. I'm coming out of a dry place. Coming out of a dry place. Coming out of a dry place. I'm coming out of a dry place. I'm going to turn on this spigot. I'm going to open up my mouth. I'm going to be thankful. I'm going to be praiseful. Then I'm going to worship him in spirit and in truth. For the Father is looking for a worshiper. You're seeking the Father, and the Father is seeking a worshiper. Can he find it in you? 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 Can he find it in you?
This message should make you thirsty for more God, for more relationship, for more joy. Jesus is the living water, and he is calling you to have a drink. I believe that you can drink of the wells of salvation and be renewed so that you can do that thing that God put you on earth to do. More than ever before, I'm getting calls from people who say, I would do it if I knew what it was. I don't know what it is I'm supposed to do. I wrote this book called Destiny. Step into God's purpose for your life. I believe this will bless your life. I believe it will strengthen you. It may answer some questions that you have been asking for a long time. Go anywhere you can get it, download it, call us, we'll send it to you. Go to a bookstore. The book is called Destiny. Before I close today, if you've been misguided, completely off course, backslidden, never given your life to Christ, you ought to consider doing it right now. Just right. You don't have to be in the church. Just right where you are. If you bow your heads and pray, I'd love to pray with you. Just say this, Father, forgive me of my sins. I confess I'm a sinner. I repent of my sins. I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Come into my heart. Fill my life with glory. I want to serve you the rest of my life. Wow. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. If you prayed that prayer, why don't you call us, text us, tweet us? I don't care how you reach out to us. Let somebody know. You know why? You overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. And you are an overcomer because you just got the overcomer on the inside. Now, God bless you and take care of yourself.
Woo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thirst. God said, if you'll give me the water, I'll give you the water. If you release out of your belly, I'll release out of my belly. Deep calleth unto deep at the knowing of our water spouts. Release your glory in this place, oh God. Somebody praise God for glory in this place.
This is the Potter's Touch.